sounds after breathing. Oh, yeah, before we start, hello, are we live?
Yeah, we're live now.
Okay, yeah, but before we start, like, before we do intros, I wanted to ask, like, has anyone ever listened to a song that just makes them cry? You know, just gets them really emotional.
Yeah.
Like, what song is that?
I'd say the last song would be an XXXTentacion song.
XXX, what's for you, Michael?
The last one I listened to that almost made me cry was Slow Dancing in the Dark by Joji.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I even forgot about that.
That guy is amazing, bro. Can't lie.
Like, the only reason why I asked him, because, like, I was just walking here today. That just came into my head. Like, what song, like, what was the last song that I listened to that made me cry? Yeah. But, yeah, like, welcome to the show today. What?
No, I was... Because I can hear it.
You hear the water? Yeah. Oh. The Mandarin Waters. So anyway, welcome to the show today, guys. Welcome to another cold Friday. How are you all doing today? How was everyone's week?
It was pretty chill. Not much happened.
It was a long week. Midterm,
yeah. Safe.
Just happy the day's over still. The week is over, basically.
Yeah, we have a reading week now, so... Fine. No work, just gonna chill and everything. But yeah, welcome to the show. For those who are listening, we are Flatbed. For those who are tuning in for the first time, we are a show that talks about we talk about music and fashion, find like the relationship between both of them. Yeah. My name is Kishi. With me, I have Michael and our guest from last week. Sorry, did I mix it up?
Yeah.
Oh shit, my bad. We are Mitchell, my co-host, and our guest from last week again, Michael. And today we actually have nothing planned, but we're just gonna find something to entertain our listeners and stuff.
Today we're gonna talk about music, just
music.
Different music we're listening to right now. Yeah. Just conversations about music.
Yeah. It's just been a really busy week, so we didn't actually have time to plan for you guys. So hopefully we try to make it as good as possible. I don't know, should I start up?
Yeah.
What I'm listening to?
Yeah, what are you listening to right now?
All right, let me give you a little backstory. So since the start of this year, I grew a taste for music. Like music I'm not used to listening to, like EDM music and rock music, like 90s rock music. So that's the only thing I'm kind of listening to. Like, I still play my rap, my Afro beats, my R&B, like my R&B stuff. But then, like, lately, like, my ears have just been really attracted to a lot of Jimi Hendrix, Queen, a lot of Canadian rock bands like the Arkells. I can't remember all their names, but then that's all I've been listening to so far. Mm-hmm. I have to say, the only out of those names I just mentioned, like, the only people I've been really consistent with is Queen, like the band. Like, I watched the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, and they got me like more interested in their stuff, like in the music they produce, and like I can't go a day without listening to a Queen track.
Alright, sick.
How about you, Michael?
Basically, right now I'm more into like R&B, but like I started the year with rap band. When I say rap, I mean like Drake kind of rap. And I started listening to this girl. What's her name? Summer Walker.
Oh yeah.
Yo, she's amazing, bro. Damn.
Does she rap?
No. She's R&B. Yeah. R&B. Yeah. She's beautiful, man. Music is crazy. I'm sure you've heard the famous song Girls Need Love.
Yeah.
Amazing, bro.
Yeah, she's really good. Her EP.
Come on, that whole thing is fire, man. The whole thing. It's crazy.
How about you, Mitchell? What are you listening to lately?
I'd say I started here with listening to alternative. Right now, it's alternative and rap. Like, the song I just played right now, K Trinada, Chances. You know, I'm just... on K Trinada Essentials. I listen to, you guys know Colors, the show on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I have like six of their playlists. And then I just put it on shuffle most times.
Question, do they just, like, put artists on? Like, they just, they find out, like, are they just trying to, like, what's the word? Like artists that are, like, underground, do they, like, is their job just to, like, bring them out, like, to the world for people to see? Or, like, or what? Like, what do you think they do? Because, like, I watch the show, like, on YouTube and stuff, but, like.
Okay, so, basically, Colors, they just give artists a platform. They don't have to be underground artists, because they had Gunna, they had J-Rock, they had a few French artists, which are probably big back in France or so. But yeah, they just give them a platform to for their music.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, the French music too, like, is actually been bopping. Like, one of my friends, like, listening, like, put me onto them, and like I don't know what they're saying, but yeah, actually it sounds pretty good. Like, it's hot.
There's a French track by Hamza. I think I'll play it for you guys.
Sorry. Damn. We'll be back.
Okay, and we're back. So,
wait, where are we touching first?
I think we should talk about Grammys.
Grammys first?
Okay. Yeah, Grammys.
Did any of you guys pay attention to it?
Yeah, obviously. That was a snub for Travis Scott.
Nah, that shit
hurt. What was he up for?
That shit hurt.
Was it best rap album?
Best rap album, best rap performance, and I think best rap song.
And he didn't win any?
None.
He won none.
Who won best rap album?
Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, that came.
Bro, Cardi B, bro.
But then who won best rap performance?
I think that was Drake. Drake won best rap song.
Yeah, best rap song.
And who won?
I can't remember who won best rap performance.
Grammy winners. Let's see.
The crazy thing about best rap album is it should have gone to either Nipsey Hussle or Pusha T.
Yeah,
I feel like Pusha T should definitely be in that like category for sure.
Yeah,
his album was sick.
Yeah, I feel like he should have won, because regardless of what Cardi B went through to write the album,
bro,
like,
sometimes it's not just about what you go through, it's about the output. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, because like Pusha T's album had a lot of content. Like, I didn't listen to Nipsey Hussle's album.
I didn't listen to it either, so it was like,
I mean, like, he just has 7 tracks, right, on his album.
For who?
Pusha T.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but like, it was full heat. Like, it's still stuff I play. Because you know there are those albums that you play in the moment, and then like after like a month or two, like, you're just done with it.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
it's still one of those albums that like, I still play Santeria, though, like the track where we crossed, even the first two tracks, I still play all the.
I played the one with Kanye.
Like, I still play like regularly, like, so I'm like kind of surprised he didn't win. Like, I just saw like what I saw on Insta, like, was like his face, yeah, like his expression,
yeah,
like, because I feel like he actually did deserve it. But still, I'm surprised that Travis didn't win anything this year, because like, this probably it was his year. Like, sorry, last year, 2018.
Yeah, Astroworld was it.
Man, that was a great body of work, man. And you just got snubbed. Damn. It was,
like, even apart from the album, like, even, like, everything he was doing outside, like, his tour, like, everything was good for him, so.
What would you say your favorite song is on Astroworld?
Coffee Bean.
What about you?
Now that the hype on the album has died down, I would say Coffee Bean.
Yeah, Coffee Bean is definitely one of my favorites, but I feel like my favorite is what's called either Skeletons or Astro Thunder.
I feel like I put it Coffee Bean.
Astro Thunder.
Coffee Bean, then R.I.P. Screw.
Yo, R.I.P. Screw is amazing.
I prefer R.I.P. Screw, like, chopped and screwed, like, slowed, really slowed.
The one was Slater, right?
Yeah. Yo, you saw that. That guy
makes every song amazing, man. It's crazy.
R.I.P. Screw is crazy. That's a crazy song.
But, like, Yo, but I feel like this song was too short, the Astro Thunder song. I feel like that song made it better. It was just like...
But yeah, that was short.
Astro Thunder.
It should be longer.
It should be longer, but I just feel like if it's shorter, it's better, so...
Sure.
Let's go through like the winners of the Grammys and see if like let's just see if they like deserved it or not. Starting with the record of the year, we have This Is America, Childish Gambino by Childish Gambino.
No.
Even though our guy Young Thug also won.
Hell no, bro.
That didn't make sense.
I feel like the This Is America only won because of the video. That's the only reason it won. If it didn't have a video, you might not even get the context. What are you talking about?
I don't think it's the video. I just don't see why it would win Record of the Year.
Nah, I felt like with the video and the song, like it was a great song, but like it didn't deserve that for sure.
Yeah. What about Album of the Year? Yo, that shocked me. Like who? Like,
man, who was that lady, bro?
Kissy.
Yo, who was that lady, bro?
Who won album of the year?
A country album won Album of the Year.
Who was that lady, bro?
We're not touching that.
No, I'm just saying, a country album won Album
of the Year. What other album was in, like, the category for it?
There was...
Because I'm trying to bring out the list and I'm not seeing, like, it's not giving me... Oh, wait. Record of the Year. Okay, Album of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Invasion of Privacy, Brand. By the Way, I Forgive You. I don't know who Brandy Charlie is. Her, the Beer Bongs and Bentley album, the Dirty Computer, Golden Hour, the Black Panther album. For Album of the Year, right?
Yeah. Scorpion, I think.
Scorpion wasn't there.
It wasn't?
No. Oh, Scorpion, yeah. Scorpion was there for Album of the Year.
Okay, but who do you think should have won?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yo.
Actually, Scorpion, I feel like... No, I don't want to say Scorpion.
Unpopular opinion?
Scorpion.
Beer Bongs and Bentley.
I don't want to say Scorpion.
Sorry. Yo. I can't take that.
Beer Bongs and Bentley.
No, we can't take that.
That was an amazing album, bro.
Kishi, can you take that?
I mean... Because first of all, I don't want to say Scorpion.
I like Scorpion, but I feel like...
Because I only fucked with, pardon my cousin, but like I only fucked with the side B of Scorpion. Not really on the... So I can't really say Scorpion.
I feel like Scorpion. And then, do you know what's so crazy about that album? The last song, March 24th, I think.
March 14th?
March 14th. That song had the least plays. And that's where he talks about his child.
Because no one really cares about his child.
No one cares.
No one cares. Do you care?
Huh?
Do you care about his child?
The only reason people
not like I care. I just like, you know, from the Pusha T diss track.
That was what brought the attention to it. Yeah. And that was it.
Like, since that brought attention, you'd expect people to, okay, listen to that song.
True.
No, but with the hype of the other songs, that one really won't really get any, like recognition. I feel like the most played might have been Sicko Mode. So it's like,
okay, let's move on to
that wasn't even on the album.
Let's move on to Best New Artist, Dua Lipa. She won that, but like in her, the other nominees for that category were Chloe X Haile. I don't know, if you know?
I know.
Okay, Luke Combs, Greta Van Fleet, her, Margot Price, Baby Rexha, and Georgia Smith. I feel like Georgia Smith should have won that.
To be honest, I don't really listen to
Georgia Smith.
Anyone else's
music. I don't really listen to anyone else except Georgia Smith.
I've listened to Chloe and Haley and Georgia Smith.
Compare Chloe and Haley to her.
Her?
You prefer her?
Well, I've never listened to any of her albums, but I know she's.
Did you hear the remake for the? The Jungle, like Drake's Jungle. Did you hear?
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Did you prefer the Drake version or her version?
I'd say I preferred her version.
Her version. Okay, facts. So that means her is better than Chloe X Haile. Compared, like, you know, you've listened to Georgia Smith.
Yeah.
So compare Georgia Smith with her. Who'd you prefer?
Her. Can Georgia Smith really sing?
Yeah. I feel like she can really sing. Because, like, do you know that there are a few singers that you have to, like, add some effects to, like, their voice, like, yeah. Suhi and stuff. Like, they're good singers, but then you still need to add some effects to their sound. Like, for example, Party Next Door. He's a good singer.
Yeah.
But he's, like, without, like, all those other effects, like, no. But, like, people like Division and her,
yeah.
and Georgia Smith, like, they have that, like, natural sound. So that's why I feel like Georgia Smith, like, deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
And her album wasn't even that bad.
Yeah. Did you hear her song with, what's her name?
The Colombian chick?
Yeah.
Her name, bro.
Song is called Tyrant.
George's Tyrant.
Kali Uchis.
Yeah.
Did you listen to
that? Yeah, listen to that. Yeah, that's
it's one. Really good. Kali Uchis is another good artist. I feel like.
I mean, it's too early in her career.
No, but the album was good. Did you listen?
Yeah, I listened to it. Like, that was last year. Still, like, I feel like from that album, there are only like two tracks I still play up till now. You know, but. Anyway, let's move on to. Does anyone listen to pop? We don't listen to pop music, so we don't care about.
No.
Best vocal. Nope. Best alternative. Okay, best R&B performance. Best part. You know the song Best Part with that featuring Daniel Caesar and her. Let's see who was also in that category receive. Best dance, best R&B. R&B. Oh. Let's see. Let me see if I can find the nominees for that.
Did you see what Daniel Caesar wore to the Grammys?
Yeah, I saw that. Like, what was that?
Someone said that his mom, because you know he took a picture with his mom. Someone said that his mom really didn't.
Oh yeah, okay. You good?
Yeah, someone said his mom really didn't want him to wear that.
Because of the way she looked?
Yeah, because of the way he looked. Someone also said that he looks like a black Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson? Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
I can actually see that.
There was actually a whole thread on Twitter where they compared black and white celebrities.
Yeah. Okay. So best urban contemporary album, we have The Carters winning that. Does anyone have anything to say on that? Do you feel like it's well deserved?
I don't know who the nominees are, but I know.
Out of all the nominees here, like we know, like you know, Warren Leisure, Miguel, and Chloe and Hill, the kids are all right.
Right,
those were the other nominees in that category, like apart from the Carters, Chloe and Hale, Kids are all right, that's the name of their album, War and Leisure by Miguel.
I'd say the Carters.
Okay. Yeah. All right, back to now where we're going to the best rap performance. Who won the best rap performance? Oh yeah, that was King's Dead. Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, yeah, that's deserved.
Well deserved, right?
Yeah. Well deserved.
Future has a Grammy.
First Grammy?
Is that his first or second? Because I feel like that was Young Thug's first. So I think that's Future's second.
Wait, wasn't Young Thug's first on this Is America? He was one of the writers on This Is America.
Young Thug?
Yeah. Like, what do you think Young Thug won an album for? Won a Grammy for?
Was he?
He was one of the writers.
Well, I don't know.
So what do you think he won a Grammy for?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just know Young Thug won a Grammy.
Anyway. Let's see. Who else? I mean, we don't really pay attention to all these other categories. But just, like, the hip-hop part and the R&B. Like, in my opinion, I don't really pay attention to the Grammys anymore. Because, like, all the guys that I want to win are not winning anymore. So, and it's just like, it's just a bunch, I don't know, it's just not the same anymore. I just feel like it's a bunch of like it's just some, like a group of people sitting on a table and they're deciding who deserves.
Yeah. Yeah, what Drake said.
And they're just looking, like, they're not even looking at, I don't feel like they're looking at the, they're just looking at like, how much sales they make, or like how much, like, it's being streamed, not really on if the song was really a hit or anything, or if, like, the people listening, like, the listeners really connected to it or something.
Yeah, like how Drake said, it's an opinion-based sport. Well, like, did you see what Nicki said on Twitter?
What'd she say?
She said something about she pissed the same producer that Ariana Grande pissed off, so that's why she can't win a Grammy, or she can't get nominated.
I thought that had to do with BET.
No, the BET thing was a different thing. So what happened with the BET thing was, when Cardi B won, BET said something about Nicki Minaj being pulled by her lace, and then that's why she and Young Money backed out of the BET experience.
What do you mean being pulled by her lace?
Okay, so Cardi B won.
Yeah.
And then the person who controls the BET Twitter account said that Nicki Minaj, so she said, and I quote, while Nicki Minaj is out here being pulled by her lace.
Yeah.
So it was disrespectful.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
So she decided to pull out.
And that was it?
Yeah, that was it.
Like, I wonder why Young M.A. still isn't in the conversation for like, best, in terms of female rappers. I don't understand why she's not, like, in the mainstream conversation, because I feel like she deserves recognition so much more than, like, any other female rapper.
Yeah, she's right the now. Best. She can, like, she can body male.
Yeah, she bodies male. I feel like if Tory Lanez was up, because, like, you know how Tory Lanez has been moving so far. She would have bodied, like, if they...
Okay.
He's not trash.
Trash. Not like his music is
like
trash,
I support everything he's doing right now though. Like what's he's looking that? Like looking for smoke with rappers. He's
recent guy that on that dissed him?
Dax?
Dax.
I didn't even pay attention. I just saw how he
approached that. Bro, you know Tory made a wrong move by pulling up on him. It wasn't that deep. Plus the guy bodied Tory, bro. Go listen to the track.
That's why I say Tory Lanez is trash.
It was crazy, bro.
Isn't trash, but Tory Lanez himself is trash.
I mean, I kind of see why.
I mean, you're out here looking for smoke, right? And smoke came to you, and you had to pull up on him when he just finished the performance. Like, what?
Well, what did you guys think of that Chris Brown thing? Chris Brown and Offsets. You know how?
Basically everyone was making jokes. And, like, Chris Brown just gave his input. Like, he just posted it, and I was like, yo, stop playing with man. Then Offset came. I was like, yo, memes, the memes are not funny. Then Chris was like, yo, get out of here. Like,
you know, I feel like, because then Chris Brown even put his address for him to pull up. Like, he was making it such a big deal. Like, if you just look at it, no other artist was making memes or putting out posts about it.
Demi Lovato laughed at it, and yeah. Yo, she got roasted, bro. Like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no black artist was making fun about it.
And except then all, for Chris Brown.
Yeah, and then all Offset said was, "This is lame." Said memes aren't funny. This is lame. And Chris Brown wanted all this smoke.
Oh, and you know that when Chris Brown posted it, Drake was in the comments laughing.
Oh, really?
He was in the comments.
Of?
Chris Brown.
Wait, what do you mean? Like
Drake was in the... He commented the laughing emojis.
Wait, is it when Chris Brown posted the thing about Twitter?
Yeah. Bro, like, it wasn't funny, but at the same time, it was funny.
I feel like...
It's the same way, like, if there's an issue on Twitter now, like, and people just make fun of it. Like, we find it funny, right? It's a serious issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like... It stopped being funny after some time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, guys took it seriously.
Like, right now, I don't find it funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore.
For me,
like,
it was just a
serious issue.
For me, it was just, like, after a day, because then that's what I kept seeing on my Almighty.
Yo, to be fair, like, there were a lot of funny tweets regarding the 21 Savage situation.
Yeah, there were. It's just...
And this guy wanted to fight, bro. Chris Brown was ready.
But still, it just shows how messed up, like the U.S., the states are, like, is. Like, it's really messed up.
No. I forget, no. Some of the jokes are also coming from UK Twitter.
Yeah, still. But then, like, at the end of the day, like, it just shows how, like, messed up, like, the government is. Because, like, how can someone be, like, in the States for, like, 19 years undocumented? Like, he's been arrested once for, like, a minor charge. And, like, you still didn't do your research to see if this guy's
a crazy. This guy's or not. This guy's been to jail.
Yeah, he's been to jail.
So, like, how did this come up?
How is it coming up right now?
It feels made up. To me, I feel like it's made up.
It's targeted.
Yeah,
I feel like they made these things up.
It was targeted.
It definitely was targeted. It's like, it is.
It was like, yo, like, I don't know, man.
So it was just really messed up. Like before I even came in here, like I saw something on CNN saying, oh, like Trump is gonna make sure like he gets deported, or something like that. Cause really? Cause the day before it was, ICE is not deporting 21 Savage.
What I heard was that ICE dropped the
charges. Yeah, they dropped the charges. That was yesterday, but this morning I saw Trump's gonna make sure he gets deported. So it's that's really crazy. Messed up. Stay away from the States, people. Stop bringing your money over there.
Yeah, like right now, I wouldn't go.
Yo, come to Canada. Canada's land. Canada's the new land of opportunities. Anyway, are we done with the Grammys? Are we moving on to something?
Yeah.
Yo, quick question. Who do you think is the king of R&B?
I really want to say Party Next Door, but nah, he hasn't dropped any tracks.
Nah.
So, like, the new king, or, like...
Every time I hear that, Jack, he's always on my head. After he called himself king of R&B. But who do you actually call the king of R&B?
Chris Brown? Straight up, forever.
I feel like Chris Brown makes the same music.
That undecided track is hard. I feel, yeah, maybe Chris Brown.
Chris Brown?
I definitely say Chris Brown any day.
I'm trying to think of someone else.
I wish I had the patience generation. Of this generation. I wish I had the patience to listen to his last album, which was like how many tracks? It was really 40, long.
It was 47. 48.
48 tracks?
I listened to the whole thing.
I couldn't listen to
everything, bro. Huge fan.
But like if I actually paid attention to the album, I feel like there'd be some solid hits in there.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Chris Brown? I feel like he's only like releasing artists who release like this amount of like body, like this amount of tracks in the body, like they're only like self-accomplished people, like they already have everything they need, so like they're just releasing people like music out to the public for their true fans that just enjoy their music.
Do you know what I think we need? I think we need an OVO from album. Like everyone,
we're not gonna
OVO.
Get that.
I feel like that. I feel like that would make sense.
We're not gonna get that. OVO is dead.
Sorry?
OVO is dead. I don't see them coming back up for a while.
How?
Roy Woods just
don't forget Roy Woods.
For us to talk, we're gonna talk about every single artist.
Yeah, like them having a track or an album, like releasing something.
They're not going to, man. Like I don't see that happening like anytime soon.
Yeah,
true. That's the thing, because like. The artists individually, apart from like Division, they're not like, I don't even want to say Drake because like we know Drake.
What about Magic Jordan?
Like, the last single they dropped was I liked it, but which was last year, All Over You. It's a good track.
Okay.
But so apart from Division, I don't see anyone making hits.
Okay, OVO or EXO?
EXO.
EXO.
EXO, bro. What?
EXO.
EXO.
Like, yeah, I feel like they're like. It's a more they're more successful.
Just the way they push the artists.
Yeah, Cash EXO.
Like they're really doing it out here.
Like you'd be wondering why is Belly so successful.
For real. Why is French Montana so successful?
Wait, but French Montana isn't.
I know, but like I just have to ask that because like, Because I feel like even on that Unforgettable track, I don't see, like, what did he do? Like, what I just...
I think when French Montana started getting noticed was after that track with Nicki.
What track?
French Montana and Nicki.
What French?
What track? Freaks.
Oh, no, I think it was before that, bro. You're missing a hit right now.
Well, Freaks came out in 2013, and that's okay for me. That's when I first heard French Montana.
Nah, you're missing something. Have you heard Pop That before? You've never heard Pop That before.
Okay, I probably have. Was that after?
See, was it? No, same year.
Okay, yes. The track with Nicki was before this. It was either before this or these two songs were on the album.
No, they're on the album.
Hmm?
They were on the album.
Yeah.
But I feel like Pop That was this, was his... Oh, wait, no. It was 2012.
No, this is 2013, see?
See?
Where's that?
Look at it. Pop That.
Oh, okay. Why don't we just go on the break right now and play some tunes?
There's this new Offset.
Red Drum.
Red Drum. What do you guys think of it?
I haven't listened to it yet.
All
right.
Let's play that right now.
I'm a man and you go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini paper tags. Riding through the city 30 mad.
Yeah, not a bad track. I like it. When's the album coming out?
22nd.
22nd.
That's when Gunna... Who else? Lil Pump. Gunna and Lil Pump. Did you hear those two Gunna songs?
Drip or Drown? No.
No, two new tracks.
No, I listened to one of them. I know the second one is like, I saw what everyone was saying on Twitter about it, so I don't think it's going to be hard.
Honestly, I don't think the album is going to be hard at all. It feels like he's used all his lyrics on features. Like he has used everything.
So it's just gonna be like a mainstream album, like there's nothing to it, right?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. Well, there's one thing I wanna bring up though. Like knowing where we're all from, like we're all Nigerian, but then we've never talked about like Afrobeat music where is it right for me to say it's the birthplace of Afrobeat, or is it right for me to say Nigeria is like the birthplace of Afrobeat music?
No, I wouldn't really say that.
Probably not.
But like, kind of like.
I just say they contribute.
Contributed
a huge part.
Yeah. Where's the birthplace?
I don't think there's really
a birthplace.
I don't think there really is. At this time, like Nigeria,
it's contributing the most.
Yeah.
What tracks are you listening to right now? I guess, like right now, like oh shit, I forgot this. Anyway, like I haven't been really connected to it so far. But then the only guys I listen to on repeat, like heavy rotation, is Burna Boy.
Man, Wizkid.
Burna Boy, Wizkid.
Yo, that Fever song is amazing, bro.
Yeah, but it took a while.
People didn't like the song until the video came out.
Bro, ever since I listened to that song, the very day, I loved that song, man.
You know, there was a time when he dropped like three or four songs.
It was, what's it called? The Groove song and Fever. I think it was just
the Groove. There was one with...
It was two. It was just those two.
No, there were like...
Fever and what's it called?
No, Fever was after. I'm talking about... Let me find it.
Master Groove. Yeah, that's the song.
There was Master Groove. He dropped Noah. I think that's when Noah was part.
What?
He dropped Noah as well.
I haven't heard that one.
For our listeners who don't like really listening to Afrobeat music, like the genre, what can we say? Or what can we say describes Afrobeat? Like, tell me one word. Give me one word or like a phrase that describes Afrobeat, like the genre.
I'd say energetic.
Energetic?
In a sense.
Yeah, definitely that.
Like, it, there's a vibe to it. It's like...
There's just something about it that, like, if you're at a party and it starts to play, you get active.
Yeah, you get really active. You get active. Like, it doesn't matter whatever you're doing. Like, if you just hear a certain song and you're feeling the song.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's the vibes. Like, that's the only thing I can come up with. Because once you hear a track like Ye, for example.
Right.
Once you hear a track like Ye.
Yeah.
For those who don't, that's Burna Boy's, like, number one. We say it's his best hit for now. Can we say it's his best hit for now?
I preferred On the Low.
But, oh, yeah, because even after Ye, like, that on his album. What's the name of his album again?
Outside.
Like, yeah. Even after Outside, he still dropped, like, he dropped On the Low, he dropped Killing Them, and those are, like, fire tracks right now. But, yeah, last year, 2018, was definitely his year. And, like I only see him getting better. Like, because before this, we only held, like, two Afrobeat artists, like, a really high standard, Wizkid and Davido. Those two. Yeah. I hope I'm not missing anyone else.
Well, you know, before Wizkid and Davido, there was the band.
Yeah, but...
But, like, that was a long time.
Like, it's been a while since, like, I heard the Bunch hit. Probably like, the last one was, like, Oliver Twist. Or not even Oliver Twist, but then it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for 2 to 5 years, it's only been, like, Wizkid and Davido. And Wizkid had, before 2017, because 2017 was, like, Davido's year. Before that was, like, fully Wizkid. Like, Wizkid been dropping hits. His album wasn't it at all, but, like, he'd be dropping, like, hard hits.
What do you say is the best Wizkid song?
I don't think I can really say. Well, right now, my favorite Wizkid song is Fever.
I think his all-time favorite song it's definitely in his first album.
It came from the Superstar album.
That's
where his major hits came from.
I feel like Mania should be part. Should be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
I think it could be, yeah.
It could be. Not really.
What song would you put? Apart from Fever.
Not any of his new stuff. Maybe.
Maybe in some of his features.
Maybe, yeah, his features
are fire.
Fire.
Yo, his feature on Metro Boomin's album.
Yeah, but, like, I'm talking about songs with that kind of vibe. With that kind of Fever, but.
Okay.
Fever Mania vibe.
Okay, we're gonna have to go into.
I need to check my playlist for sure.
Even his, like, no one really talks about it, but his feature with Future. Was hard.
That's
what song was that?
Every time. Yo, can you just play that for listeners, because no one really knows that track like that. But the track was hard. Okay, wait, are you back?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just played three Wizkid tracks for those who don't really listen to Wizkid and we're feeling the tracks. We played Every Time featuring Wizkid and Future. And it was probably one of my favorite tracks by him, like, with a feature, because, like, in most of his recent features, he doesn't really show that sound he has, like, the Afrobeats. Like, he tries to, what's the word? He becomes like an R&B artist with the Swae Lee track on Metro Boomin's album. Like, you can't really, it's not the same. With some other songs too, where he features like American artists. Like, even the one with Ty Dolla $ign, it wasn't really like an Afrobeat track or a vibe track. It was just more of an American track.
Yeah.
And then we went on to playing Fever, which is one of his newest releases, fire track, and we played one from. We also played Mania,
mm-hmm.
also another fire track. But yeah, that's what's good for you. One of the, you can say, African giants right now in terms of music, and he's really doing his thing. We just haven't really heard like a good album from him in a long time. But hopefully by before the end of the year we hear some more tracks. Apart from Wizkid though, one artist that I feel like should be apart from Burna Boy, should be in the topic for great like artists that we're missing now is Runtown. No one really. Sorry. Yeah. What's up?
All right. Sorry, I was just going to get the Comrex.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, not interrupting. Well, I am, but.
Yeah. Sure. Go on.
Thanks.
One Afrobeat artist. I feel like should be in the conversation is Runtown, and no one really gives him the credit that I feel like he deserves, because he does have hits with Wizkid and without Wizkid. He produced some really hits, but no one really plays it in the clubs or parties. Like, apart from, like, I can pull up, like, three songs that I feel like people should listen to.
Runtown song?
Yeah. Fecky.
Yeah.
No, not Unleashed, not even, like, featuring Fecky.
Yo, Unleashed is fire.
Unleashed is fire. Apart from Unleashed, there's Not Over You.
Yeah.
Let me pull up and just be...
What do you guys think of that with Gen Z and Runtown song?
Star Signs? Yeah, Star Sign 2 is fire.
Star Sign is fire.
Yeah, but no one really talks about him that much. Painkiller, Energy, yo, those are even, like, For Life, those are, like, the hits he has, and no one really talks about him. He had a concert in Lagos, like, a show in Lagos, and I didn't even see any snaps about it. I don't know, maybe because it was late in the year.
Yeah, he's very underrated.
Late in the year, but he's totally underrated and should be in the category for, like, really, like, good artists out there. Good Afrobeat artists out there.
Yeah.
You gonna play a track?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna play Unleash for you.
Tribal acts on me. You bring out the best of me. Now I'm gonna flex on you. It's still me on the beat.
Alright, so are we back? Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, so we just played three tracks. We played three tracks, yeah. We played Runtown, Unleash, Notes.
Palm Wine
and another feature from an up and coming artist in Lagos right now, Odun CD Engine, Star Sign featuring Runtown, also really good tracks. We're about to wrap up right now, but before we do, I just want to say one thing. Music isn't for everyone. Like, lately, we've been getting, like, an outburst of music, and, like, there are a bunch of people who are trying to get into, like, becoming an artist and everything, and it's not for everyone, bro. Like, just chill and find something else to do. Because, like, if I don't know if you've noticed, but then there are just some people who are not, like, they're not, like, supposed to be producing music. They're not supposed to be making music lately. And lately there have been a lot of tracks dropping, a lot of albums, and a lot of up-and-coming artists. But music isn't, like, something, like,
you
can... It's not for everyone. Like, yeah, we're in an era where, like, it's easy. You can just be in your room and you can make new music and you can make tracks. But just, like, chill, please. Like, it's not for everyone. Find something else you're good at. Like, because it's not easy in this industry right now. Because, you know, it's not just easy. So just chill. Find something else to do with your life and just stay away from it. And, you know, that's all I have to say on this. Right, and wrapping up. And, yeah, you guys have anything to say? Or?
No.
Nothing?
Nope.
Well, for those who are going to fun tonight, have fun. Have fun. It's going to be a lit night for you guys. I'm just going to be at home, you know, watching.
Just pull up. What are you saying? Just pull up.
Well, if they're going to be girls, then, yeah.
Bro, there are going to be girls, but what are you talking about?
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, for those who listen, thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll have more. We'll have new topics and new stuff to talk about next. Yeah. Not next week though. Reading week.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, so see you guys in 2 weeks. Thank you for tuning in.
Enjoy your reading week.
Enjoy your week.
It's also still Black History Month.
Oh, so yo, who's talking? Yo, what are we doing for this month, bro? There's nothing.
It's actually a whack Black History Month. How many people have gotten arrested?
To be fair, like I
like free nudie.
Yo, Lil Baby too.
Yeah, but Lil Baby's out, bro.
NBA Young Go got arrested like yesterday.
Yeah, NBA Young.
Young boys. Young
Go. But nudie should be free.
To be free.
Yeah, even all the like, have you walked by the library?
No.
Like in lower on campus, have you walked by the concourse and all the Black History Month stuff they have put up?
Yeah.
Like, chill, man. Just like I nothing's like, going on.
Yeah, nothing really. People just.
It's like, just to acknowledge it.
Yeah, it's just to acknowledge it.
No major events going on. None of that.
So. No, actually, there are actually Black History Month events. There was one.
In school?
Yeah, there was one at the Turret. I don't really know much about the events, but I know that there are events for Black History Month.
Laurier
it's
is
just
dead
that
school.
It's not so popular.
Laurier is dead. Like, there's nothing. Like, how can there be, like, a Black History Month event but then like none of them
no like well the only way the only reason
like I how'd you hear about it how'd you
because I saw it on someone's snap to be honest
one of those ABS like
yeah like I feel like Laurie should have
oh that was in the Turret
yeah
the Turret looks so nice that was on Friday right
yeah
I was trying to figure out where that was I didn't see it.
I feel like Laurie should send out an email to acknowledge
like I wish like there weren't even posters up or anything.
Yeah, like, if it's not at the bookstore, it's nowhere else.
Anyway, have a good week, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Get some rest.
That's the show for today.
That's the show for today.
Thank you for tuning into Flatbed Radio.
Yo, can you go out with Flatbed Freestyle? Yeah, I always wanted to do that. We should get a typey for that. Anyway, see you guys.